led by the civil group Allies in Support of Our Police Force, more than 200 demonstrators gathered at Hong Kong's landmark clock tower, holding up banners and signboards and shouting slogans in support of the police. Letitia Lee is the founder of the Allies and was the main organizer of the police march. She called on the local government to reflect on the situation and thoroughly investigate events.
All Hong Kong residents should do some soul searching after this incident because it takes two to tango. As we all can see, the government has to figure out ways to deal with the anger in our young people. After the arrest of rioters, we have to press on and make clear what they want and what motivated them to participate in such a riot.
Meanwhile, Lam Siu Lun, the honorary president of the Hong Kong Tourism Practitioners Union, says such violent attacks pose a great threat to the city's tourism sector.
Frankly, any recurrence of violent incidents or riots like this will have a disastrous effect on the situation and keep tourists away for a long time to come.
About 300 people participated in the riot in early hours on Lots of Tuesday at Mong Kok, one of Hong Kong's busiest shopping areas. The riot erupted after a handful of illegal street vendors refused to halt trading and clashed with the law enforcement officials. Nearly 100 police officers as well as four journalists were injured as a result. Zhang Xiaoming, director of the Liaison Office of the Central Government in Hong Kong, says the government severely condemned the separatists' violent behaviors and also bears severe condemnations to the increasing violent and even terroristic tendency of actions conducted by radical minority separatists. Hong Kong Chief Executive Liu Chun-ying also called on all political parties not to make excuses for the bloody violence.
The government is calling on the public, especially the political parties, not to make excuses for or attempt to rationalize the violence and the motivations behind it, let alone whitewashing the rioters.
Rit Fan, a deputy of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region to China's National People's Congress Standing Committee, criticized the riot as a cowardly venting of hatred which brings harm to the Hong Kong people.
All of them wore headscarves and masks and would not show their true faces. You had the guts to clash with police and to attack officers with bricks, but had no guts to face the consequences. Were those brave or cowardly acts? I believe it is clear to all Hong Kong residents.
As of Saturday, police had arrested more than 60 suspects and 41 of them have been charged with rioting. Ma Yan Kwok, barrister with the High Court of Hong Kong, described the violence as a severe criminal offence rather than a simple act of assembly.
The action has obviously overstepped the limit of freedom of assembly. The case should be dealt with by criminal law. This is a severe criminal offence. I believe it is highly likely that the violators will be convicted as criminals of riot. They need a warning so that their followers won't do it again.
A survey shows more than half of Hong Kong's local residents interviewed say they believe the protesters should be held responsible for the incident and hope that all political parties could set aside prejudices and find a solution through negotiation. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.